I mean, I've done a lot of massive jobs. I was on Game of Thrones. I killed Jon Snow, for fuck's sake.
Okay, Brennock, I understand your concern,
look,
but...
this play makes no sense, and it's actually borderline offensive to Irish people.
Well, you signed a contract.
You told me that was a petition to save the National Theatre.
And in a way it is, because if they'd taken this play on, it would have saved their reputation.
Look, lads, come on. Trust me, you're going to love it when you hear it all back.
Also, you're being paid, so...
I mean, barely.
Sorry, this is my first day. I was told I wasn't going to be paid.
Yeah, no, you're not, Jordan.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, can we please just get on with it? I'm, you know, I just really, really want to get it done and just forget about it.
Yes, we can. Magvelda's already hit record. Nicola, come on.
Whistle Through the Shamrocks, a new play by Nicola Coughlin and Camilla Whitehill.
With Jamie Beamish.
Jordan Brooks.
Kat Cohen.
Nicola Coughlin.
Ed Gamble.
Louisa Harland.
Paul Mallon.
Ben Miller.
Brennock O'Connor.
Kyle Smith Bino.
Amalia Vitale.
Camilla Whitehill.
Susan Wacoma.
And Andrew Scott at some point.
He's not coming.
Yes, he is.
Scene one. Inside the O'Flannerin farmhouse, the lifeless body of Eloise and Louisa lies on the kitchen table. The O'Flannerins, the Dumlingtons and Father Serupio are gathered round in solemn mourning as Mammy finishes up inspecting the corpse.
Now, as most of you know, I'm the village coroner, and from the looks of poor Eloise and Louisa's body, it certainly looks like we've a case of murder with intent on our hands. We've two large puncture wounds to the left side of the torso. From the jagged edges on the wounds there, I'd say possibly a bread knife or an ice pick, but that's merely conjecture. No evidence of blunt force trauma or any other injury, so I think it's safe to say that the death was caused by the punctures in her side, damaging her organs and ultimately leading to her bleeding out. God, no. I'm awful sorry to deliver such shocking news.
Right. Well, that's fucking brilliant, isn't it? Not even a week in this backward hellhole and my only attractive child has been shivved.
If I may say a few words in the name of the Lord.
No, shut up, you nonce. I'm not finished. I'm going to bring righteous justice down on your filthy heads. I swear it on the Queen, the only woman I've ever loved. Or my name isn't Lord Cromwell de Bethel Dumlington.
Cromwell storms out, his terrifying words echoing around the musty farmhouse.
Ah, Jesus, Eloisa, Louisa, you didn't leave me after all. All this black eyeliner was for nothing.
Well, as the saviour Jesus Christ once said...
Shut up, you pedo! Eloisa Louisa was murdered by that bastard father of hers, and with God as my witness, I will avenge her.
Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy storms out to get on with his avenging.
Listen, I'm not a pedo. I know as well as the next man we have a bad rap, but I just wanted to give the last rites to this poor girl.
Well, Father Serupio, she's already dead, so it's a bit late for that, but I'm sure a couple of prayers won't go amiss.
Hey, Jimmy, come here to me, will you?
Daddy takes IRA Jimmy into a corner with him.
Look at the misery that British bastard has brought into our house, IRA Jimmy. Listen here. Now, I'm no murderer, mind. I've only killed it once or twice, but I reckon it's time for you to put your big boy murdering trousers on and kill someone. Someone being that bastard Cromwell. Now, I'm no professional, but I'll do what I can. What do you say?
I'll put my whole entire breath-hitting heart into it, Mr. O'Flannerin.
Daddy and IRA Jimmy leave in a murdery way.
In the name of our Lord, amen.
Amen.
The front door smashes open and Sister Abductor enters, eating a banana.
Yuck! What's that?
It's a poor bride, Sister Abductor. She's only after being found dead in a bog. Let us go upstairs now and prepare for the wake. Where in the name of Christ have you been?
The shops! I need a 20 silk cut.
Oh, Eloisa, Louisa. God love you. How could you have known that within 2 days of arriving on our beautiful green shores, you'd be murdered in cold blood? I'd never tell anyone. But part of me was looking forward to having an English daughter-in-law. I'd have loved to have sat down with you and had dinners from Marks and Spencer's and watched Channel 5 documentaries about Princess Anne, but sure, we'll never get a chance to know. You poor creator.
Eloisa Louisa's ghost suddenly floats through a nearby wall and goes to Mammy, who tragically cannot see her.
Why, I'd have loved that ever so much. I was completely starved of parental love in my short but attractive life. Now all I can do is help you all solve my ghastly murder, and perhaps after that, haunt the dickens out of my horrible father.
Scene 2. A distressed Simpy is slumped outside his disgusting hut.
Miss Sister! Miss Sister, all murdered and deaded. All the blood and the... No. No, Simpy, come now. Remember what Mother used to say before she abandoned you.
If bad thoughts come, just shove them down inside a big hole in your brain and never let them out. Perhaps I'll sing a little song to myself and then I'll feel all nice again.
I live in a hut that's made of poop. I'm such a simple, stupid boy. No family who care for me. Nothing for Simpy, no joy. There was my sister, she got a fright, saw my lion and said good night. He's a nice friend, but I can't touch. He says, Simpy, I loves you very much. I knows a place I can get lost. Right in the bog, right in their deep. No emotions, they're not allowed. Not in my poop hut or around.
A single tear rolls down Simpy's face.
Yep, I've only got and repressed another bad feeling. Good boy, Simpy.
Scene 3. A distraught and angry Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy has run to the crank to be distraught and angry by himself. Eloisa Louisa's ghost has followed him and floats spookily above.
Think, Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy, think. There must be some way of proving that bastard Cromwell killed my Eloisa Louisa. There must be. Oh, God, it's useless. This simple brain of mine is only good for cranking cranks and fighting lads, not doing solving. I might as well just get on with drinking myself to death.
He gets out his hip flask and necks it.
Oh, my sweet Gaelic love, if only you could hear my dulcet tones on the crisp ocean breeze. I wish I could tell you that you can do anything you set your mind to, even though this country doesn't enjoy the superior educational advantages afforded by a private education.
Eloisa, Louisa, my baby girl, my little English crumpet. I never even got to see her bare boobies, and all because of that bastard father, and I can't do anything about it.
Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy, look to the crank. Look and ye shall find a clue that shall lead you to the cause of my untimely demise.
Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy suddenly spots something caught in the crank.
What's this now? It looks like the lovely soft cardigan Eloisa Louisa used to wear. But, Jesus Christ, it's covered in blood. Sure, in that case, it's the perfect thing to clean all the cranking oil off my hands.
No, what? No. That's a clue. That's a really good clue. Why are you... and now it's covered in oil.
Aunt Bernadette appears, rolling a large suitcase behind her.
PJTP, babe, are you there? Your mom said you might be at the, crank? Is that, like, a euphemism?
I'm here, Aunt Bernie. Having a cry in a crank, because that's all I'm good for.
Ew, no, you are literally destined for such better things. Like, apart from anything else, I did your birth chart. And you're a Leo moon. Anyway, I've got amazing news.
I'm not really in the mood, Aunt Bernie. My fiancé's just been horrifically murdered.
Okay, shh, no, because guess what? You've gone viral.
Viral? Oh, please, God, tell me I haven't been struck down with a consumption like Tiny Nelly.
No, gross, no. Okay, so I have like a bunch of Twitter followers, and basically I posted the modeling photos I took of you yesterday with the caption, "Y'all rocking with this sad Irish peasant," and it literally blew up. Like, it's on 500,000 retweets, and BuzzFeed did a whole listicle about it for the Zillennials.
I've no idea what you're on about.
Baby, all you need to understand is that you're coming with me. Jezebel just named you Hot Poor Person of the Week. You are having a moment. Like Alex from Target, but thinner. We've got a flight to LA in an hour. We need to go get you a coke problem and a model girlfriend. I think Pee Pee Hadid is single right now.
Aunt Bernie, stop. I don't want any of this fancy American malarkey. My heart is broken over the murder of my one and only love. And the only thing I care about now is avenging her death. And maybe that poetry I mentioned in episode one.
But PJ, you could be friends with Scott Disick.
I've no idea who that is, and I don't want to know. I need to stay here and fixate on this tragedy forever like a proper Irishman.
Wow. I cannot deal with how ungrateful you are. Ugh, I need to get away from this negative energy. Ugh, and to think, I was willing to overlook the fact that you might be a murderer. Whatever. Tell your mom bye, and good luck with your weird life.
Aunt Bernadette storms off, trying to get an Uber in rural Olden Days Island, while Eloisa Louisa looks ghostly down on Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy.
Oh, my cherub, how you must love me to turn down a journey to the new world and a life full of cocaine and orgies. If only you could have even mildly investigated the clue I left for you, rather than using it to clean yourself.
O'Flannery!
A furious Cromwell is at the foot of the hill, holding a golden trident astride his horse.
I've come to perform a rich person's arrest on you. It's like a civilian's arrest, but with full legal powers. You're fucked, mate. Now come down here and let me shank you.
Not a chance in hell, Dumblington. If anyone's going to be doing the shanking, it'll be me shanking you for what you did to Eloisa Louisa.
All I did to her was sustained emotional abuse, which is perfectly legal. You, on the other hand, murdered her like the greasy little prick you are. And can I just say, there's no way you can take me. You look like a sickly orphan. I'm built like a brick shit house. Save yourself the trouble and come down here and let me put you in this cage I borrowed from my mate, the child catcher.
Cromwell does indeed have the child catcher's cage attached to the back of his horse.
I have two chances of that, you bollocks.
Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy rushes at Cromwell, knocking him off his horse. A vicious boxing match ensues.
Answer to these fists.
Take that.
Get off me. Jesus, you're heavy.
I'm going to shove this trident right up your ass. Huzzah! Eat it, Bob Goblin.
Cromwell finally overpowers the struggling Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy.
See, what did I tell you? Why, little fuck? That's what you get for trying to fight a man raised on prime cuts of protein and privilege. Now get in the fucking cage!
Now you won't get away with this, Cromwell. I'll prove you murdered Eloisa Louisa if it's the last thing I do.
Yeah, whatever. You're fucked. I've already called my mates the Black and Tans. They're gonna come here and take care of you and the rest of your little rat family.
Cromwell rides off in a cloud of dust with his captive Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy in his cage dragging behind.
Oh, Papa! Papa, can you hear me? Papa!
Scene 3. Back in the O'Flannery house, Mammy is busy in the kitchen, having removed the corpse of Eloisa Louisa from the table.
Right. I've embalmed the body, so I've probably time to bake a couple of scones and slaughter a few chickens before the wake.
Father Serupio and Sister Abductor emerge from upstairs, looking ruffled.
Ah, Father, there you are. All sorted for the wake, are we?
Ah, yeah, all good. We thought we'd give you a hand down here. Sure you're always so busy.
Ah, I couldn't ask you to do that, Father.
No, we insist.
Well, I suppose if you insist, there are around 400 sandwiches that need making.
We thought perhaps we could take that gorgeous babby of yours out for a walk instead.
Give us the babby.
The sister simply loves the babbies, she does. What do you say?
Well, that's awful kind of you, Father, but her sister Mairead has taken the babby out to learn how to till the field. He's almost 3 months old, after all.
Ah, crap.
Sorry?
Never mind, then. Sure, we'd love to help you with the sandwiches there. We'll just pop out to get some butter.
Oh, I've plenty here.
We won't be long. Damn it. We'll have to wait a bit longer.
I hate it here. There's a dead body just lying upstairs on a bed.
We'll get him during the wake, sure enough.
Now, I wonder if I've time enough to forge some extra cutlery. Jesus Christ almighty, what are you doing here?
Mammy spots Camilla Parker Dumblington sat in a dark corner under a pile of coats.
I'm terribly sorry. Everyone forgot I was here, I think. I came to see my poor murdered daughter and everyone started to throw their outerwear at me. I think they mistook me for a coat stand.
Well, come on out of there now, you poor crater. Let me make you a cup of tea.
Oh, goodness gracious me. It's just I'm not terribly used to people being kind to me or even noticing I exist. At school, I was voted most likely to be mistaken for a plain beige wall.
Ah, God love you. Isn't that shocking altogether?
It's just that my husband thinks I'm rather useless, you see. And I'm afraid I'm not very good at expressing myself with words. I was always taught that words were for great men and child actors.
Well, aren't you expressing yourself now? And a fine thing it is, too. As the old saying goes, may a woman speak the tongue of the truth and never the air from the hills of Tara move it into the breeze.
I must admit, I do feel rather liberated talking to you like this, Mrs... Oh, gosh, I just realised I don't even know your name. Cromwell just told me to call you all potato shaggers.
Well, you can call me Mammy, Camilla. The truth is, that's what people have been calling me for so long now, I can't remember what my actual name is.
Well, thank you, Mammy. Goodness, I'm saying so many words in a row. How thrilling.
Scene 5. Daddy and IRA Jimmy are back at Filthy O'Maggot's, scheming and throwing back pints of porter.
And you're sure you're up to this, Jimmy? I don't want you getting the murder jitters now.
I am, Mr. O'Flannery. You have to believe I can do this. I told all the other raw lads back in Belfast I wouldn't come back without doing a murder. It's the only way they'll let me into the WhatsApp group chat.
Suddenly, Simpy lumbers in, severely out of breath.
Mr. Daddy, sir, I've got to tell you, I've got...
Here now, Simpy, take a deep breath and two shots of whiskey. What's wrong with you?
A bad thing has happened, a very bad thing.
Well, spit it out, then.
It's birth father, Mr. Daddy. He's done a kidnap on Master Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy. I was in the village pond, filling my pockets with frog spawn, when he came zooming past me with Master Paddy in a big cage.
Ah, that thunderous prick. First he tries to take our home, then he tries to take our chipping. Now he takes my son, the one who is the only true heir to the family's cranking legacy. I've a mind to go kill him this minute with me bare hands!
No, wait, wait! We have to think this through. If we're going to do a murder, it has to be a really class one. One that will be a warning to all the Brits who try to come to Ireland. And something that's going to really impress the lads at work as well. That's kind of a top priority for me.
Murder? I don't know nothing about no murder. Daddy, please, no murder.
Calm yourself there now, Simpy. We're only talking about murdering your father. We'd hardly murder someone that didn't deserve it.
I suppose you're right. Father isn't a very nice fella.
Oh, he's not a bit nice, Simpy. After he kidnapped my son and murdered your sister, someone has to make him pay.
Yes. Yes, Miss Sister. She died it, and that's maybe how she died it. Okay, I have to go. Bye-bye.
Simpy shoots out of the pub like a chubby bullet.
Right then, Jimmy. I hope you've got some ideas for this grand old murder you're wanting to do.
I'm going to pull off a blinder, Mr. O'Flannery, or my name isn't IRA Jimmy Bobby Jerry Teig Muldoon.
Scene 6. Dumlington Manor. We find Cromwell drinking whiskey directly from the bottle, while his other hand holds a rotary dial telephone studded with diamonds.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, hello. Is this the Black and Tans hotline? Yeah, hey guys. I called earlier, requested a shitload of Black and Tans to beat up a bunch of Irish inbreds. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, you've already sent someone, have you? Oh, sick. Yeah. Wicked. Yeah. Oh, actually, I think he's here now. Yeah. See you later. Rule Britannia. Yeah.
Cromwell hangs up and opens the door to reveal...
Oswald Boleyn? What the hell are you doing here?
Oswald Boleyn, Cromwell's old school pal, a big red Tory-looking thing, is on the doorstep with his arms outstretched.
Cromwell! Got the call, didn't we? I'm only bloody running the B&Ts, aren't I? When I heard you'd called, I said, boys, leave this one to me. Cromo's an old school pal.
God, it's good to see you. Come in.
Don't mind if I do. Oh, mate, I heard your daughter got murdered. That's a real bummer.
Yeah, cheers. Been a real pain in the ass. Fairly sure it was this gross local peasant boy she was shagging, so I've chained him up in the back garden for safekeeping.
Well, Ozzy's here now, Cromo, so don't you bloody worry. We'll get some of those awful paddies fucked up ASAP.
Ozzy, you're such a good mate. Cheers, pal. I haven't had anyone to hang out with at all in this shithole. It's been really boring.
What about your wife? What's her name? Woman? Lady?
Yeah, she sucks, though. I don't even know where she is. You know, that happens a lot. She once disappeared for 2 years, and I didn't even notice until the cartel that had kidnapped her asked for the ransom money.
Fair dues, mate. I'm with you, yeah? Honestly, nothing beats that connection you have with your boarding school boys. We've been through it all. Plus, we've all sucked each other off, so there's like a trust level there, you know?
Totes, mate, totes. Just been feeling kind of... I don't know. Lonely? Sad? Is that a thing?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you, bro. I haven't had an emotion in 25 years. But listen, remember what we said to each other in Dunkirk? Keep calm and colonise. And that's what you're doing in this gross village. You're colonising like an absolute trooper. I heard on the grapevine that you're, like, starting some kind of factory and decimating the local economy, and that's awesome, bro.
Thanks, Ozzy.
And look, I'm here now. Ozzy and Cromo, lads on tour!
Lads on tour!
You know what I reckon we should do? Get a few more of the boys over. Pogger, Eggs, Snakey, Willy Wetlips. Top lads, some of the best I've got. And we'll set up a proper firing squad, just like the old days. Pop a bullet in that paddy you killed your daughter, then torch the whole village for a laugh, yeah?
Well, yeah. That sounds pretty great.
Mate, honestly, it's going to be pure bants. Cromo, you remember our prep school song, yeah?
Like it was yesterday, Ozzy.
Come on, boys, it's time to sing, for we boys, we have everything. Lots of money and nice straw hats. A kick up the bottom if you lose your spats. A jolly nice school for jolly rich boys. Hey-ho, diddly, make some noise. One day we will rule the planet. Smash up the ball with fists of granite. Heidi-hi and holy-ho. Mummy's gonna fiddle on my big banjo. Ho-dee-ho and heidi-hi. A tickle up the bottom in the old pigsty. Heidi-hi and holy-ho. Daddy's hitting mummy with a piccolo. Ho-dee-ho and heidi-hi. Strangle all your feelings with a nice school tie. Bing-bang, willy-whack, give a horse a punch. Kiss you on the knickers and I'll see you at lunch. Something like that, anyway.
Scene 7. Back at the O'Flanahan farmhouse, Daddy and IRA Jimmy are sitting around the table with many of the O'Flanahan children.
Now, Bridget, bring me the guns.
Yes, Daddy.
And Darvle, bring me the pinty sticks.
I'll get them now, Daddy.
And Tiny Nelly, you bring me the arsenic.
My God, Mr. O'Flanahan, this is dead exciting. I've never got to plan a real-life murder before.
Well, 'tis a grand night to plan a murder, thanks be to God.
Ah, God, it is indeed. I still dream of when I was a young girl and we used to murder a Brit in the crossroads and we'd dance at the fairy fort until the moon rose high in the sky. A grand old time it was, and no mistake.
The back door opens, and Mammy and Camilla Parker Dumlington come in, laughing like two old friends.
Mammy, what in Christ have you let this wife of a Brit inside this house for?
Oh, would you calm yourself, Daddy? I'm just after teaching Camilla to burr the calf in order to boost her self-confidence.
Oh, goodness, silly me. I must look an awful fright, all covered in gownards.
Mammy, it makes no sense to have this woman in the house when we're planning the murder of her husband.
Murder?
Jesus, sorry now, I forgot you were standing right there.
Oh, don't worry, that happens all the time.
Daddy, you're not serious. A murder.
We have no choice, Mammy. That bastard Cromwell has only gone and kidnapped our son.
Fiacre.
No.
Cunnell.
Not him.
Dunica.
Jeez, I forgot about that fella.
Oh, not Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy, please God, don't let it be true.
I'm afraid to say, Mrs. O'Flanahan, that it's very true. And we have good reason to believe that man is planning a military-style execution on your son this very night.
Oh, God, help and preserve us.
A martyr's death. Sure, what could be better?
Not having my eldest son murdered, Granny. That'd be better.
We're in control of it, Mammy. Jimmy here has a plan, don't you, young lad?
Oh, aye. I do, aye.
Well, what is it?
The plan.
Yes.
What is the plan?
You better start talking, Jimmy, before I get the wooden spoon out.
No, look, I was thinking, like, hydraulics and, like, fire and like, really cool music, like Foo Fighters or something. And we rock up and we're all like, chuck your eye, you prick. And then we, like, do a murder.
Right. No. What we're actually going to do is just go over there and shoot him until he's dead.
Yeah, fair dues, Mr. O'Flanahan. A solid plan, so it is.
I'm terribly sorry to interrupt, but does anyone know what I'm supposed to do?
Well, I suppose you're sort of a political prisoner. Oh, God, sorry. I just got shivers. I've never had my own political prisoner before.
Oh, blimey. This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me.
I'm only delighted for you. Sure to be a great boost to the old self-esteem there.
Right, Jimmy. Time to arm up. Save my son and serve justice to this bastard!
Hey, O'Flanahan's! Wanna come and watch your son die?
What the?
The O'Flanahan's run outside to find Cromwell, Oswald and a whole firing squad of black and tans outside, with a blindfolded Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy up against a wall.
Mother of Christ, Dumlington! What in God's name is this?
Don't you take one more step, you little shit, or I'll get these lads to shoot you straight in the face! Thought you'd like to watch your son die. Well, I didn't think that, but I did think it would be funny.
Father Serupio and Sister Abductor return from pretending to buy butter, shocked by the scene in front of them.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what's this? Should we help them?
No, you idiot. Go inside and grab that babby.
Sister Abductor slips past the distraught family unnoticed.
Lord Dublington, please, don't hurt my son.
Eloisa Louisa's ghost floats in, looking horrified.
Oh my goodness! Father, no! Can nobody see sense here? It wasn't my love who murdered me!
By God, I swear I hear the voice of Eloisa Louisa whistling through the shamrock.
Right! Raise your rifles! Any last words, dickhead?
By a dirty farmhouse wall, I heard a ghost voice calling, Paddy, they are going to shoot you dead. For you loved an English girl, in the fields you loved to herd. Now the black and tans have come with all their guns. Brits out of Valley Snavocarine, where once we chipped and cranked and sometimes keened. If love could conquer all, wouldn't be backed up to this wall. I don't want to die in Bali.
Ugh, right, I've had enough of this shit. Fire!
Did you just kill off my character?
Well, you'll have to see. It's a cliffhanger, but yes.
You told me I was needed for all six sessions. I passed on a Ridley Scott film for this.
Yeah, they do that.
Don't you think that IRA stuff is a bit fucked up?
Well, it's a sad play.
Yeah, but like it's not accurate, really.
That's what I said.
What?
Well, I did say that.
You said you trusted me as a playwright and artist.
But I'm Irish and it's a bit...
It's a bit what?
Just...
I don't think it's cool of you to gatekeep Irishness like that.
But you're not Irish.
My uncle is Irish.
Yeah, your uncle by marriage.
So, same time next week?
Yeah.
Whistle Through the Shamrocks is a Hattrick podcast. To all those asking where Shamrocks will be adapted for television, we say, Nicola and Camilla, please stop emailing us.